वंश कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेत कृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मेतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्तिके। ऑफ ऋषि नैमिषारण्य दे आस्ट ए क्वेश्चन टू शिलासुत गोस्वामी दैट सुखदेव गोस्वामी वाज रिनाउंस्ड हैज नॉट अटैच्ड टू एनीवन इवन लाइक मैड इन कृष्ण प्रेम He never stayed to any door, any grihastha, to anywhere more than 2 minutes. Never. He was not attached to any worldly things. He had no attachment in this world. Wanting nothing in this world. How he met Parikshit Maharaj and he told Srimad Bhagavatam to him, then he is telling that after Krishna he disappeared with his all associates of Vrindavan, Mathura and Dwarka. Then Kali wanted to enter in this world. Once he was, after Krishna, Parikshit was made the king of Indraprastha. And the Vajranath, what? He was? Krishna. He was brought by Parikshit Maharaj. He was brought up and Parikshit Maharaj gave the kingdom of Mathura, Sursen Rajya to Vajranath. He discovered the pastime places of Krishna which had become like dense forest. No one knowing where is Radhakund, Shyamkund, Vrindavan, Kamyavan or all Vans and what he has done. He discovered all this with the Sandilya Muni and other rishis. And then he has gone to hunting. Never killing. Only for show he is doing, because he was Kshatri. So he became so thirsty. And he was so much tired. And he went to a rishi, Angiras, who was in very deep trance of Bhagavan Krishna. The king asked some water. Oh, I want to take water. Please give me water. I'm so thirsty. But he was in a so deep trance that he could not reply. At once he became somewhat angry. Anger takes all the intelligence and everything. It is the root of all evils. So, where is Navadvip?
Yeah.
Always become late. If any place here, near coal, you can Mridanga come. I will punish one day. Very good. So, what I was telling you? Don't be angry. That is why Guru tells that keep this finger out of your heart, that bag, and then chant Hare Krishna. Don't touch by this finger. It denotes, I will break your legs. I will punish you. You know that who am I? By this. False egos. So try to take it out of that bag that is your heart. Mahaprabhu has also told, Gita has also told, Krishna told to Arjuna, krodha esha, kama esha, krodha esha, rajogun samad bhava. And it takes all the intelligence and everything. Though Parikshit Maharaj is out of anger, was pure devotee, but yet he shows, plays a part of, like drama, like by anger he lost his intelligence and everything. So quickly he told that, oh, I will, I will give a very good garland, presentation, gift. And he took a dead snake and gave three rounds here. And quickly he returned, but in the way he was repenting. What mistake I have done? Oh, blunder I have done. And in the meantime, a student of that rishi came at once and told that, Maharaj, when you gave dead snake in the neck of that rishi, his son was playing anywhere on the bank of a river with so many boys, age 5 years, naked. And he heard that any king has done this. And at once he became angry and took water from the river and did ashman and told, oh, now we have kept some dogs to look after kitchen. But dogs now, very greedy, entering our kitchen and they want to take something. Now these Kshatriyas means this, they like Kshatriya, those who are like kings, ruler, they are dogs. We Brahman made them like a doorkeeper, watchkeeper. But now they have entered and taking all the things which we are offered to Krishna. Oh, now they have become so desperate. I will teach a lesson to them. Attacking that, saying this, and he took water and he threw. Though, who may be anyone, he has insulted my father. Not my father, but Brahmanist Rishi. So this water will go to that person. And a snake, very poisonous snake, will bite him on the end of 6-7 days. And anyone cannot save him. He must die. And telling this, he began to weep. And he came to his father and saw that, oh, that snake is really there. He took it and began to cry, weep so much, loudly. After some time, his trance was gone. And, oh my boy, why you are weeping so loudly? Father, see, anyone has given this dead snake and he has offended you. So I have given some Brahma Shrap. What Brahma Shrap?
Karsh.
That after 7 days this snake will go and bite the king and he will die. Oh, at once he told, oh boy, you are not Brahmin. How do you do it so? I am seeing that it has been done by Parikshit Maharaj. He is so pious. Goat king, very religious, devotee, and you have given cost to him? It seems that you are not Brahmin. You have no qualities of Brahmin. Brahmin should tolerate everything. A devotee also should tolerate everything. Don't be upset if anyone offends you or does anything. Keep quiet, like Prahlad Maharaj, Haridas Thakur. Otherwise Krishna prem is not so easy that in a minute you will take. You will have to tolerate. Trinadapishwari is that sloka. So he rebuked his son, and after that, at once he sent that person, his one student, that go at once and tell Parikshit Maharaj, he should do whatever he wants to do. 7th day, death is sure. Parikshit Maharaj heard this and became so happy, so happy. Why happy? He told that, oh, it is not Brahma Shrap, but himself Krishna has come mercifully. It is the mercy of Krishna himself. I wanted to give up this world, kingdom, wife and sons and everything, because I have played in the lap of Krishna. He has saved me, not for all these things. So now I am thinking that Krishna has come in the shape of this cause. So I must at once give up all these things. He took his crown, royal dresses, at once given, his bow and arrows and everything. And quickly he went on the bank of Ganges. And he began to prayopavation, means not taking anything, water even. Water or anything. And he was praying to Krishna, what should I do now? And knowing this thing, from all parts of our world, Vasishta, Gautam, Vishwamitra, Harit, Deval, Asit, and all Parashar, Narad, also Narad, Vyas, and Parshuram, all prominent, Kashyap Rishi went from Caspian Sea, from Mangal Rishi came from Mongolia. So many rishis from all over world. Some came from Partha. Partha, you know? Partha, Australia also. Yes. So from all other parts. All. Some came from Ramanak Deep. Ramanak Deep?
Fiji.
So, all places, all the rishis. In a moment, at that time was no discovery of wireless or all these things. Nothing. But how they knew? And at once they quickly came, no aeroplane, nothing like this. And more than 1 lakh, so many grihastha, so many karmi also, all assembled there. At that time there were a culture of Shabda Brahma. Shabda Brahmins, world Brahma. And by this all knew at once. It is more important than today's adhinik mane?
Modern science.
Modern science is lame and quite
blind.
They cannot make a leg of an ant. Never they cannot. If the leg of ant is broken, never. They cannot make an ant. They cannot know what is soul here existing, But they will try to go to moon and sun and Brihaspati and here. So, at that time, science was so of high class, all assembled. A boy also came there. His name was Sukadeva Goswami. Quite naked, like mad persons. Women seeing that boy, taking some dust and throwing. And boy some, having some, and they were throwing to Sukadeva Goswami. But he has nothing to see. He came, and at once Narad, Vyas and all rishis, Vasishtha also of Satyayuga, all stood up and they welcomed. And then Parikshit Maharaj fell flat on the lotus feet of Sukadeva Goswami. And then he took him to the Vyas Ashram. And then he prayed himself. What is a duty of person who is just now dying? Just ready. In a moment he will die. And also second question, that those who are not dying just now, but day or tomorrow, day after tomorrow, after 10 years, 20 years, 100 years, 100 years, 1000 years, they must die. So what they should do? And then Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, then began to address all rishis and Parikshit Maharaj and telling Srimad Bhagavatam. So you should hear all these things from this Sanghita, Brahmi Sanghita, or what? Which Vyasa Deva had taken, seen in his trance, you should. One thing I forget to tell. One day Parikshit Maharaj, before this, he was touring in his kingdom and he saw a cow and a bullock. Bull. And cow was so lean and thin. And that bull, he has only one leg and broken. His three legs were broken. Partly one leg was there. And black person, like Kali, very mota taja, fatty, very bhayanak, dangerous, ferocious. And he was beating him with mota danda to, sometimes to cows and sometimes to that bull. And they were weeping. They were so weak that they cannot run. And he was beating. Parikshit Maharaj at once saw and became so merciful. And he took his bow and arrow. At once I will shoot you. Then that person began to do it like this. Oh, save me. Who are you? Why you are doing? And he told that, who are you? Cow? It seems that you are not cow or not bull. Who are you? Then cow told that, I am Prithvi. Prithvi means earth. And this bull is Dharma. Now he is without legs. Only three legs have been gone and one is, and that is also broken. Dharma. Shaucha, Daya, Dan, and Dharma. What is Shauch? Cleanliness. Like Putana, all what? Unworthy things? Impure things. Is the Shiva the embodiment of that. So all are engaged in this. There is no pavitrata, pureness. If they can take what, three times shower, but yet their heart is so dirty. No dhan. Dhan meant donations to others. At first, up to Dwapar Yuga, all he used to give some big to others. No one wants to do like this. But when Kali Yuga came, all began to do like this. Give me. Even king. I know that from India so many kings and so many presidents and so many ministers, prime ministers from all over world, they come to America and England, France, Germany, Japan to beg something. All begging. Beggars. It has gone away. And Shatta. Short money? Not duplicate. In inner heart something and outer something. Where you are going? He will tell. If he is going to west, he will tell. Oh, I am going to south, east. Where you are going? If he is going to north, he will tell south. He will not disclose anything. So, everything now, jhutha lena, jhutha chabena in India. Jhutha lena, jhutha dena, jhutha chabena, jhutha everything. Everything is now
false.
Not satya anything. Cheating also, your atma also, our atma, always reveals. We can earn money by cheating others. Very expert in cheating. All is cheating another. All thinks that I am very intelligent, I am cheating him, and he thinks that I am cheating others. So all cheating others. The satya, daya, no mercy. How mercy? We are so merciful like this. Any person, especially one Muslim, he was so kind. He has kept a murgi. Murgi, you know, hen. And one...
Rooster.
No. Like bakari. Goat. Sea goat. And he used to love so much that hen and the goat. After 1 year, they became so fat. Now Bakrid was coming. Bakrid, you know? A festival of Muslims. And then festival, they will cut that hen and goat. And now they have become so much fat. So he is so much kind to them and supporting and giving always and curiosity. And they don't know all these things. And one day they will cut and take. Or we are so much kind like a person that any thief came in his house and he was caught handed, red-handed caught. The master of the house told, oh, don't beat him, don't beat him. Maromat, don't beat him. Be kind to him. Take him and you should fall in a very deep well. He will automatically die. So we are so much kind like this. So everything is gone. Dharma is telling bull that all the saints nowadays reading Bhagavatam and taking so much donation for this and maintaining their families and testing all these things. So the essence of Srimad Bhagavat has gone away. So many renowned persons have so much luxurious his house, that is, palatial buildings, that even a grihastha king has not such thing. Everything golden, his court, his bedding, his everything, his almira of gold and jewels. So what was the need of taking renounce order? And grihastha dying, starving, not anything. Oh, ladies also like that. All their beauty by decorating their hairs and lipstick here, not by Brahmacharya, automatically beautiful by Brahmacharya. But will peep from inside, only decorating their self. Only this, nothing. And the persons, males, always cheating others. So we are very worried for this. Then Parikshit Maharaj at once became so angry. Oh, this is Kali, and due to this it has going on. So he took his bow and arrow. I will at once kill you, shooting. Then he began to pray. Why, Prabhu, you are doing so? We are four brothers. Satya. Satyajug and Treta, Dwapar and Kali. We are four brothers. Our father had divided our kingdom for times, according to time. My three brothers, elder brothers, have tested, but now this is my period. So why you are killing me? Be kind to me. Give some places there where I can be there. Then he became happy. So don't go here and there. Only you should switch weight in these four things I am giving. Dyutam, Panam, Istriyam, Suna, Jatra, Adharmaschaturvita. Where there is a dharma, that is in four things. Dyutam, gambling. Panam. Panam means all kinds of intoxications. Wine, cigarette, churut, ganja, bhang, afim, even chai, coffee, all these things. Cigarette, bidi, or anything like this. Any kinds of dhumrapan, smoking, or taking, all these things. And third, istriyam. Those who think that all the males have been created only for our taste. They are not thinking anyone that she is my mother, she is my sister, she is my daughter. There you can be. And there, where always hinsa is going on.
Violence is going on.
By tan, man, bachan, by body, mind, and... Yes. Never we should try to give pain to others. I see that so many persons in very morning going to sea or anywhere, keeping some fishing there, and killing so many fishes. I think that if anyone very stout person will go and he will tell that, give me your bansi, I also want to fish. And he will give that thing like ace hook in his mouth. And that should, how he will feel? So, you should go to all these places. He told that, these places are very, very small. Please give me that I can somewhat go here and there. Then he told, there is gold. Gold means money. You should go there. Then all things will come automatically, all Kali. Gambling, wine, and drinking all these things, sluttering and everything, and babhichar. All bad things will be there. And then you can be there. And he came. And after that he went to that rishi, and after that he had karsh. So we should try so much to be careful from all five things. Otherwise, you cannot be devotees. I see that so many devotees now, lacking of all these things, association, good association, they become so weak. Those who were bona fide devotees in the time of Swamiji, now becoming so weak, they are taking ganja bhang. Oh, I am so okay. I am chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Of him, and so many things they are taking. They are forgotten to chant. Sometimes they can chant one or not even. So I am requesting all to be very careful for five things and try to become pure devotee. I think that Kali is also one place, very important place. They can be helped, five classes of person. But those who are Mayavadi, they cannot be helped. They are more dangerous. Anyone cannot help them. So try to be careful for Mayavadi, anyone. If you want to love Krishna and want to be happy forever, then don't go to Mayavadis and listen to them and follow them. Whether his father, mother, guru, even, he should be given up. So five and one, this six should be given up. Then pure devotion may come and help you. Krishna will arrange for good association also. So then he began to tell. Then he told something for real bhakti and something to be, virakta hone ke liye sansar se. That world is what? Like? Very sufferingful. Full of miseries. To realize this. So he began to tell Dhruva Charitra, Ajamil Charitra, Prahlad Charitra, Kapil Devhuti Shambhat, Puranjan, and then Chitraketu Maharaj Upakhyan, Ambarish Maharaj, all. Why? That they will hear all these things. Also Ramacharitra, that is Raman, and Jayabijay, like Hiranyakashipu Hiranyaksha. Also all these things they told. Only to Virakti Sansar se aaye. And he told 10th canto for love and affection to attain, Braj Prem to give. And that was Nigam Kalpatarur Galitana Phalam. So both should be taken. If you are not qualified so much, then we will have to go first from 1 canto to 9th. And when we will realize that world is like dream, the relations are dream-like. We cannot attain happiness. And then a detachment will come. But it cannot come automatically. By chanting, remembering, doing some devotional services, then it will come. And it will be forever. Otherwise, by hearing these things, it may be that first temporary vairagya will come, but it will not be durable, permanent. So we should always hear Harikatha, pastimes of Krishna, very strongly. That Vyas, in his last days, he received from Narada, and he did Srimad Bhagavatam. So in all these pastimes of devotees like Dhruva, Prahlad, there are some essence to be taken. Somewhat Mishra Bhakti, some mixed with karma, something Jnana, then Jnana Bhakti, then pure Bhakti, and there very pure bhakti up to Vaikunth, and then Dwarka bhakti, and then Braj bhakti. In Braj bhakti also, Sakhya bhav, friendship, then Vatsalya, and moreover, Gopi boat, gopis serving to Krishna. Among all the gopis, four, Svapaksha Vipaksha Tatastangshuhi. And among them, Srimati Radhika is more prominent. She is the Parashakti, Antaranga Shakti, Swarup Shakti of Krishna. No difference between them. So first we will come from Dhruva. Oh, you can tell some Dhruva, Charitra. Can you? Go on. Very boldly. And then Narayan himself came in the four-armed Sankh Chakra Gada Padma all taking. After a moment, he came out from his heart and he became so
restless.
And he opened his eyes and he saw that, oh, he's there. And Krishna, that is Narayan, gave him bad injection that for 36,000 of years you will be the king monarch of the whole world. And telling at once quickly disappeared. Oh, what blunder are ten then? Oh, there was Chintamani. Chinta means touch a stone. And I missed it. And I collected only some broken pieces of glass. And then he began to weep so loudly. But Narayan has disappeared, nothing to do. At once his father came, mother came, and all came and took them to kingdom, and they gave kingdom to him. And he was the ruler for 36,000 of years. What is the purpose in this? He has so many beautiful wives, sons and grandsons, very beautiful and strong. He has full of, and his khajana,
treasure
was full of gold and everything. Everything in life he has attained, but he was not happy. Without bhakti he cannot be happy. He left at once, and at the same time death came, and he kept his fate on the head of that death, and quickly went to Haridham, that is Dhruva Lok. If anyone is not following the rules and regulations and teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, Bhagavad, and Veda Upanishad, and want to taste all these things, worldly desires, then they are like donkey, no intelligence at all. So Sukadeva Goswami told this to Parikshit Maharaj, don't be like this. You are so lucky that you have left all these things. So we should take patience from Dhruva. In 33,000 years she was monarch, having everything that we want, more than Indra, he has done everything. But he was not pleased by this. So you should know that anyone by money, by beautiful sons and daughters and wives, anyone cannot be happy. Anyone can be happy only by chanting, remembering the name of Krishna. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. He did also like that. That is why he went to that dham. I missed to say one thing today I wanted to tell. I told about Guru. yesterday, that a guru like Narad and disciple like Vyas. A guru like Vyas and disciple like Sukadeva Goswami. Not like a guru like Baladev Prabhu. It is all right. But not disciple like Lomaharshan Sutta. Then a bona fide guru can be served. I've told you any time that there was also a very strong devotee. His name was Arjun ke revive Maragal. और एक जो मारा गया कृष्ण ने चक्र से मारा एकलव्य. सो मेनी आई हैव सीन दैट सो मेनी डिवोटीज इन द लाइन ऑफ स्वामी जी दे गेव नेम टू देयर डिसाइपल्स एकलव्य एकलव्य महाराज एंड दे थिंक दैट ओ वेरी गुड नेम. आई वांट टू टेल यू दैट if you have some intelligence, we should try to think whether Eklavya was bona fide disciple or not. He must be, because his guru told that at once you should give me your right thumb. And he at once gave. So why not very qualified devotee? He must be. But we should see. We should judge it deeply. First he went to Dronacharya. Oh Gurudev, I am accepting you, my Gurudev. Why you are accepting me? I want to learn archery. Why you want? Because I want to defeat Krishna and Arjun. Why you want to defeat? Because Krishna and Arjun are not good persons. They cheat others. Always he is not equal to all. Sometimes he takes pride of devotees, not to all. Why he does? So I want to defeat Krishna also, Arjun. I want to kill Arjun also. He told that I cannot do. You can go to another guru. Those who have a mood like this, envy, I cannot teach. You are not qualified to be admitted in my school. Then he went and he began to learn all these things, keeping a statue of Dronacharya. And he became in some days very expert. One day, Dronacharya, with all Kauravas and Pandavas, all disciples, Arjun, Bhim, Nakul, Sahadev, Duryodhana, they were going in a forest. Dronacharya wanted to test all. In the meantime, a dog was pursuing him. And he began to bark at once. At once they saw that he was barking, but now he has stopped, he is not barking. Why not? They saw that some arrows have filled his mouth and he cannot speak, he cannot bark. Who did it? No injury, nothing anywhere, but he cannot shout, he cannot bark. Oh, who has done this miracle? Any expert archer. So, from what side arrow was coming, and they followed, and they saw a very black, young person. Who are you? Oh, he did pranam to Dronacharya. And Dronacharya asked, who are you? I am Ekalabhya, your disciple. Oh, you are my disciple. How you have become so expert? I refuse you to take as a disciple, he told that, I made your statue. And here, thinking that you are my guru, I am practicing. Oh, have you paid me dakshina, guru dakshina? No, I have never paid. But I want to pay. Now you are expert, you should pay guru dakshina. Oh, what you like? Oh, I like your this thumb, right thumb. Why? He did not told anything. That why? But he at once took his sword and at once cut it and gave dakshina. The blood was coming. After that, Dronacharya returned. But why he cut? Because his